Blog Talk
this is
Radio.
A common misunderstanding. This is the product of Belly Nation. This is OME, host intern show, and I'm Lena Blue, with Awakening the Goddess. Welcome. On the air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Thank you for tuning in tonight, and I'm really excited to go on this spiritual journey with you, and I hope you are too. Let's get started. So what is this show about? This show seeks to provide a spiritual voice from a feminine perspective that will promote awareness using tools such as mediation, numerology, mediumship, and many other modalities. The overall goal of this show is to empower others to become present in their existence, with a special focus on the spiritual advancement of women. How did this show come about? Many women like myself were raised in family situations that lacked the skills necessary to allow us to be our true, authentic selves. Repeatedly, we're given the message from well-meaning parents, teachers, and leaders of the community that our place was to be good. I say that in air quotes. Good meaning to conform with the program. That you as female are subservient, demure, and supportive to others. And, of course, do not have an opinion that is in conflict to what is expected of you. After having tried many of those measures, many women are unfulfilled. I know I was. I see many sisters of all races doing the same thing, being told who you are and struggling to meet the expectations of you. Over time, I've had the pleasure of encountering many women who told me their stories, and they were similar to my own. I began to notice a common thread that we had typically had no idea that we had power or even that we had given it away. Women, however, are not the only ones that have had this experience. Unfortunately, there's a significant amount of pressure to be what is called normal. What is normal, I say? Being passionate about awareness and growing to enlightenment does have a price that I am happy to pay. While supporting fellow ONE host Tara Strength of the Know Your Rights show, the opportunity became to become an intern was presented to me, and here I am. I wholeheartedly give my sincere appreciation for the opportunity to share my thoughts on this platform. Thanks, Tara Strength and the ONE Network. Please call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation to share your questions and comments. Tonight's questions, I have two tonight. What does 2020 mean to you spiritually? Has the 2020 election meant to you? My quote is, "The spiritual life does not remove us from the world, but leads us deeper into it," by Henry J. Nguyen. Next, we're going to have a little poetry. Love, it's obvious. Seeing smiles of your faces with the way you walk and talk. Life, founded with love by the Creator. For peace and joy. For righteousness and for truth. So let us live in love, sharing and caring for each other in the name of peace and unity. For we are all one under the umbrella of the creation. Unity is strength. I stared at mankind and sketched my vision. In this world, I see millions of divisions, some in the name of religion, some in the name of region. There shouldn't be this much division, as God's love for everyone is immense. Everyone is the same. No one is different. And each and everyone, God is present. The more we create difference, the more we degrade our essence. It is the only way to success. Only togetherness can bring happiness. Every difficulty we can fight, if every one of us will unite. Every problem can be solved easily, as there is immense strength in unity. Please call in. As it relates to the 2020 election, there are three key people involved: President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, and the current President Donald Trump. Let's review some of the facts for President-elect Joe Biden. He was born on November the 20th, 1942, Scranton, Pennsylvania. Birth name is Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr. Father, Joseph Robinette Biden, Sr. Mother, Catherine Finnegan. He was educated at the University of Delaware with a Bachelor of Arts in 1965. He attended Syracuse University Law School in 1968. In 1972, he is first elected to the Senate at age 29, defeating Republican Senator J. Caleb Boggs, wins the re-election in 1978, 1984, 1990, and 1996, as well as 2002. January 1990, he introduced a bill that becomes the Violence Act Against Women Act, VAWA. The act addresses sexual assault and domestic violence. It is signed into law by President Bill Clinton in 1994. Biden attempted to run for president two times, once in 1987 and again in 2007, but did not succeed. In August 2008, he is named the vice presidential running mate for Barack Obama and was sworn in. He helped pass Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, granting health care coverage for Americans with pre-existing conditions and 20 million who were previously uninsured. In April 2019, he announces that he's running for president in a campaign video posted to social media. Hours later, the Biden Foundation board chair, Ted Kaufman, announced immediate suspension of all organizations and operations. August 2020, Biden, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, names Kamala Harris as his running mate. In November 2020, days after the election, on December the 3rd, CNN predicted that Biden was the president-elect of the United States of America. My thoughts on Biden. It seems to me that Joe Biden has a history of being forward-thinking. I attribute this comment to his support of women. In addition, his choice to select a woman as his a woman that has proven that she has the political chops as well as earned her place at the vice president's table. Biden's career spans almost five decades of work that continue to move this country forward toward wholeness and acceptance of all people, despite their sex, religion, creed, and color. I embrace moving forward, especially. Next, I will take a brief look at the numeric implications of Joe Biden's life path. In numerology, the life path number displays your possibilities and favorable direction for your life. It reflects the universe's design embodied in you. Life path number suggests that your unique way through trials of life, taking into account your natural inclinations and state of mind, according to numerology.com. Biden is a life path two, which comes from the master number 11, the number of spiritual illumination, and those with the path, life path 11, are often called into higher levels of leadership where there is a requirement of mediation, peacemaking, and diplomacy. Other examples of famous life path twos are Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, and Bill Clinton. If you're a life path two, you're in great company. Now we'll move on to Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. Kamala Devi Harris was born in Oakland, California, in October 20th, 1964, the eldest of two children born to Shamila and Donald Harris. And her mother chose the name Kamala as a nod to both her Indian roots. Kamala means lotus and is another name for the Hindu goddess Lakshmi and the empowerment of women. After high school, Harris attended Howard University, the prestigious historically black college in Washington, D.C., where she majored in political science, economics, and joined the Alpha Kappa sorority. In 2003, she ran for district attorney in San Francisco against incumbent Terrence Hallinan, her former boss. Her message, a top strategist on the campaign, told Politico, We are progressive like Terrence Hallinan, but we're also competent. But we're competent like Terrence Hallinan is not. She was elected as a runoff with 56% of the vote. Her victory became, she became the first black woman in California to be elected district attorney. During her first 3 years as district attorney, San Francisco's conviction rate jumped from 52% to 67%. One of Harris's most controversial decisions came in 2004 when she declined to pursue the death penalty against the men who murdered San Francisco police officer Isaac Espinoza. At the funeral, Senator Dianne Feinstein delivered an eulogy in which she criticized Harris, who was in the audience, prompting a standing ovation from hundreds of officers in attendance. As a California general attorney, Harris declined to support two ballot initiatives that would have banned the death penalty, raising accusations of political opportunism and inconsistency on the trial on the controversial issue. And in January 2019, she announced that she's running for the presidency in a video she posted to social media at the same time she appears on ABC's Good Morning America and subsequently ended the campaign the same year in December. November 2020, days after the election on November the 3rd, CNN projected Harris is elected vice president, making her the first female, first black, and first South Asian vice president. My thoughts on Kamala. By the numbers, Kamala is like the life path five, the freedom seeker. The five is all about creating freedom with a strong dose of discipline and focus. Kamala is a catalyst for change, vivacious, versatile, and always moving forward. Other life paths of note are Steven Spielberg, Tina Turner, and Denzel Washington. Summary of Kamala. The demise, my thoughts on Kamala and Joe Biden. Other numbers in Biden and Harris's chart confirm that they are connected deeply and share common values, such as being humanitarian, which is the number eight, number nine, and also having the power of influence, which is the number eight. Certainly, they're authentic. Well, I think we have a caller in the queue.
Call number one, you're on the line right now.
How you doing?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Who's calling? I can hear you.
Yeah. This is your fellow host. My name is Huni Barkatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru. And I'm enjoying your show. I know that you have what it takes. Just relax. You got this. You was born to do what you're doing now. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Let me try to answer your question and say how do I feel about the election in 2020. Well, I will say that 2020 has been a very, very interesting year, a very challenging year. I don't, you know, once you get as young as I am, I'm 53 years young. And so, you know, my perspective is different. I don't look at life as good or bad or circumstances good or bad or define it that way. I look at life as a challenge. And if we, you know, my humble advice, if we look at it as a challenge, then it's something that we are capable of making change when necessary, doing away with certain things that's not needed, or making certain adjustments. That's just how I go about doing things. As far as the election, I feel like the political arena is just as filthy and dirty as they have shielded religion to benefit, you know, the people who have been in control for such a long time. And it's obvious that, you know, a lot of times when people get in positions like that, either they start ego tripping or they get away from the focus. And, you know, and again,
yeah.
I tend to be biased because I was raised religiously and not politically. So that's my perspective on that. Just one more thing I want to say, though. Just a minute.
All right. As he gets himself together, of course, 516-453-9133. Of course, just press 1 to join this wonderful conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment.
Okay.
Okay, Electa, are you ready?
I just want to hear your tone of voice. I know you're going to. All right, look, I want to say congratulations, intern Lena Blue, on your first O&E syndication station all-time connection record. So, you know, you done set a record already.
Awesome.
You know, and trust me, I've been with this great network, one of the greatest networks that this entire planet ever seen. And you come right on in less than, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, and you done got yourself a record already. You get what I'm saying? So you're a record breaker, a trendsetter. Just relax and just let it flow, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Outstanding. I'm super happy, and thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. And when is your show for the hoodie?
Yeah, the name of my show is We Will Aware You. I cover a variety of different topics. Ain't no telling what magic, man. I might show up as a stand-up comedian one night. But anyway, my next show, I'm having a very special guest as we speak about the elite or the elect. What is the elect of God, that is? And my very special honored guest will be Rabboni Yahshua Noon Sodak. It's coming up, I think it's December 17th at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. The name of my show is We Will Aware You. And, of course, I am the master sound therapist, the master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe, Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru. Thank you.
Thank you. Fabulous. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay. So we're going to keep this the show moving as we continue to talk about Kamala and Joe Biden. Together, they contain a high octane fuel for success, while placing the good of everyone globally in the driver's seat. That's the characteristic of the nine. The manner in which they will most likely pursue with this is as much patience as one might be able to muster, with the overarching desire for consistency and diplomacy. And that's what we need. Finally, we'll take a look at Donald Trump's facts that took place within his time in office as president. Donald Trump was born in New York, in June 14, 1946, to Fred Trump and Mary McLeod. Attended Fordham University and University of Pennsylvania with a B.S. in economics in 1968. Trump announced that he would run for president in 2015. He pledges to implement policies that will boost the economy and says he will get tough on immigration. He was quoted as saying, when Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're sending the people who have lots of problems, Trump says. They're bringing in drugs, they're bringing crime, they're bringing rapists, and some, I assume, are good people, unquote. In July 2016, he introduces Indiana Governor Mike Pence as his running mate. In November of the same year, he is selected as president of the United States. Trump was the first president who has never held an elected office, a top government post, or military rank. In July 2017, Trump signs an executive action withdrawing the United States from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a 12-nation trade deal negotiated by the Obama administration and awaiting congressional approval at that time. Trump signs an executive order halting all refugee arrivals for 120 days and banning travel to the United States from 7 Muslim-majority countries for 90 days. Additionally, refugees from Syria are barred indefinitely from the United States. This order was challenged in court subsequently. In May 2017, FBI Director James Comey confirms that there is an ongoing investigation into the ties between the Trump campaign and Russia during a hearing on Capitol Hill. Less than a week later, Trump fires Comey, citing a Department of Justice memo critical of the way that he handled the investigation into the Clinton emails. In August of 2017, after a violent clash between the neo-Nazi activists and the counter-protesters leaves one dead in Charlottesville, Virginia, Trump holds an impromptu press conference in the lobby of the Trump Tower and declares that they were all fine people. There were fine people on both sides. Trump's first pardon is granted to former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who was convicted of criminal contempt for disregarding a court order in a racial profiling case. Trump did not consult with lawyers at the Justice Department before announcing his decision. In March 2018, the White House announces a policy first proposed by Trump via Twitter in 2017, banning most transgender individuals from serving the military. In February of 2020, the Senate votes to acquit Trump of two articles of impeachment. Senator Mitt Romney is the sole Republican to vote to convict on the charge of abuse of power, joining all the Senate Democrats in a 52-40 not guilty vote. On the obstruction of Congress charge, the vote falls along straight party lines, 53-47 for acquittal. In November 2020, days after the presidential election on November 3rd, Trump loses his bid for the reelection to Biden on Donald Trump. From a spiritual perspective, Trump is a life four, which comes from the pre-reduced numbers 1 plus 3. The 1 suggests leadership, and the 2 suggests creativity. Life path 4 are often seen as builders and workers of society. Some characteristics are determined, serious, practical, and hardworking. 4s are interested in building things. And we can see that Trump has demonstrated the ability to build in relation to his real estate and large following. Some of the downsides that we have seen in the last year and recently are that life path four can be rigid and have a lack of tact. Life path fours can build but also have the ability to take things apart. Spiritual meaning behind all of this. Let's talk about the climate of America when Trump was elected and what happened after that. When Trump was elected into office, there was a shift in the environment. Democratic supporters protested the 2016 election outcome. They conveyed a deep feeling of despair. Over the term of Trump's presidency, these feelings were sometimes replaced by anger and frustration. Now let's review how these emotions impact the chakras or the body. The Sanskrit word chakra means disc or wheel and refers to the energy centers within your body. These discs or wheels of spinning energy, certain of bundles, and major organs. Fear emits at 50 terahertz and has a dull orange color, while anger vibrates at 150 terahertz and corresponds with the color green, the heart chakra. Orange is connected to our sacral chakra, which is responsible for the healthy flow of our emotions. Orange is the color that combines physical energy red with the joy and happiness of the color orange. Orange is the color of optimism and gives you the freedom to be yourself. The green chakra is known as the heart chakra or the Anahata and is located near your heart in the center of your chest. It comes to no surprise that the heart chakra is all about our ability to love and show compassion. So conversely, I would say that with the heart chakra and the sacral chakra, if you're having any pain or illness in those areas of your body, you should think of using the colors orange and bringing those colors around you so that you can increase your vibration. This is key due to the fact that under the Trump administration, there were several times when our freedom was in jeopardy, demonstrated when Trump used a heavy-handed practices toward protesters in D.C. firing at them and using smoke bombs. Friends, I encourage you to look to the color orange and green throughout the government transition to Biden. Well, I think we have another caller in the queue.
Yes, good evening, Ms. Lena. How are you?
Good evening.
Yes, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Who am I speaking with?
Okay. This is Sharice Lee, and I'm just calling in to congratulate you on your award that you received this evening and to let you know that I am enjoying your show. This is my type of talk where you know how you, and I think you're very creative how you are doing the numerology and figuring out the personality traits of different politicians, which I think is very, very creative and is important, you know, and then we should pay a lot of attention to things like that when we, you know, follow certain people so that we can understand, you know, who they are or, you know, if they come off a certain way, we can understand their personality. But and I heard you bring up a little something about domestic violence, about the WAVA program. That is a wonderful, wonderful program. And, you know, I think that anyone who's experiencing domestic violence, that they should also Google that because they help you with all sorts of things, like if you want to relocate or whatever, they will reimburse you. But I appreciate all of your information, and I think you are doing a wonderful job. And congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, yes, thank you.
And when is your show, Sharice? You want to put that information
out
there?
My show was this past Monday, and it will be in 4 weeks. I think that's probably around December the 21st or 22nd or something like that. Well, 4 weeks from Monday.
Thank you. We know it's going to be fantastic. We look forward to it. Okay, I think we have another caller in the queue. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, my name's Jerry Petito. How are you?
Hi, Jerry.
So
I just wanted to say
congratulations and welcome aboard to O&E. I'm also a host. We don't agree on anything that you're speaking of, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to support you. You know, we all have our freedom of speech and our rights and to convey things the way we see. So I really honestly just wanted to call in and show you some support tonight and say congratulations for breaking that. That was really cool. And welcome aboard.
Thank you, and thank you so much. Do you want to give your show information? Thanks for support as well.
Sure. It's the Jerry Petito Show, and I'm on every fourth Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m.
Okay, thank you. I think we have a caller 4 in the queue.
Know who this is? Mrs. Blue?
Yes, yes, I do, Sarah Strength.
I'm really enjoying your show. Congratulations. Congratulations on your connection record as a new host. I'm really enjoying your show. I find it very interesting. I agree with Sharice Lee. I like how you're explaining the different politicians and things like that, and you're explaining their numerological numbers and kind of explaining what they've been doing and who they are. It's really a very interesting way to find out who we're dealing with, and you can use these tools to assess who we're dealing with and almost kind of predict which way they might go with this. So I find that's very fascinating, interesting. It's very interesting in terms of how you're breaking that down. You're doing a great job. Really,
thank you.
You know, and looking to hear the rest of the show. Good luck.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Welcome.
Appreciate it. So we want to move on and talk about what we can do when we are in a place of fear and anger. Well, what can we do? We can raise our vibration. Being in a place of enlightenment emits the highest frequency. Close to that level would be peace, love, and joy. Enlightenment vibrates between 700 and 1,000 terahertz. Not only will you feel better, you will be less likely to attract negative energy and illness. The world still has a very long way to go as we struggle with the pandemic, so we need to bear this in mind in the coming days. There's been an ongoing civil rights issue against many in this country, including minorities, women, and the LGBT plus community. Minority women kidnapped, trans women murdered, black men targeted and killed. Newsweek reported in November 2020 that hate crimes have surged nearly 20% during the administration of President Donald Trump, according to the FBI report on hate crime statistics. Of the 2019 hate crimes, 57% were motivated by race, ethnicity, or ancestry. 20.1% were motivated by religion. 16% were motivated by sexual orientation. 2.7% by gender identity, and 2% by disability, and lastly, almost 1% by gender. In summary of the Newsweek article, hate crimes decreased under the previous Democratic administration, but increased during the current administration. It's time to get conscious and aware that the administration office is here to promote and effect division among us, since divisiveness is supported at the top. What the powers that be did not count on was the protest movement that has mobilized throughout this nation and many others. Protesters with the right motivation took to the streets with the intention of making their voices heard. We watched with bated breath as people of all colors took space for unjust murders of countless of people of color who lost their lives. Was voted into office by some Americans of the population, and interestingly, number of women who identified as Christian, and those who are yet to awake. When I say those who are yet to awake, I'm referring to all minorities, all including minorities who still support the patriarchy mindset. Patriarchy is a system of society in which the father or eldest male is the head of the family, and the descent is traced through the line of the male line. I struggle with this decision made by some women who choose to step aside and let others make their decisions and not upset the system and be submissive. Every Christian knows about the Proverbs 31 woman who is esteemed for being submissive. Her focus is to serve. But let me remind you that the Bible was written by men. Who does this benefit? To them, I ask, where is your voice when the matter of when to bear children is on the table? Education, systematic oppression, and being an informed role model for young girls. Has anyone ever noticed that the Trinity has no feminine presence? Father, Son, and Spirit, right? Jesus was born of Mary, but she had no role in the Trinity, no place, no voice for that matter. She existed to produce Jesus with no other significant value. She was told by Jesus at the age of 13 that he had to be about his father's business. My sisters, the Bible does all it can to write us out of the picture and gives no place to many other voices. How can you have a father and son and no mother in the Trinity? I would encourage you to really give that some serious consideration. Women were removed and written out of the Bible and escorted off stage, my love. Yet, we can look at the election and see the enormous contribution made to this election and the last one by women. It's my hope that this brings light to the impact of women. Today, all females over the age 16 are 58% of the population, which is approximately 166 million, according to the 2019 Census Bureau. A president cannot be elected and hold office without the support of women. We are in very courageous time in of witnessing the power of the feminine. I think we have caller 5 in the queue.
Caller 5, you're online right now. Speak your piece, please.
Hello, my name is Leon Stone.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, we can.
I just wanted to comment about what you said a little bit earlier about Donald Trump and also about enlightenment. And I find what's interesting about enlightenment is that when your vibration level is higher and you're at peace with yourself, you can easily see when someone else is out of balance. And it's not from a place of judgment or pity, but you can see that that soul has not yet figured out where they need to be in order to be the highest vibration that they can be possible. And looking at Donald Trump and so many other people, you almost have a sense of sadness for them. But you know that they are not a finished product because no one on this planet is. And that's just all I wanted to say.
Very good comment. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Very good comment tonight. Thank you. So we're going to go on. A president cannot be elected and hold office, as I said, without support of women. We're in very courageous times and witnessing the feminine as demonstrated by Stacey Abrams, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, and Latasha Brown, who played a pivotal role in flipping Georgia from red to blue this year's election. Their success in politics and community organization was made possible by the other women leaders, such as former First Ladies Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, and Speaker of the House of the United States of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, to name a few, who I deeply admire. I find it interesting that the radical right, where some people embody Christ, are so unaccepting of those that are different. Would that suggest that Christians separate themselves from others in this existence, drawing a distinct line between connectivity and elimination? Are they seeking to take position of power over others? In fact, is that what we're witnessing today in America? We are all souls, and we have come here to evolve regardless. Our souls may have been to this realm many times, either as male or female, meaning that you may be here currently as a male, but you may have been a female in your previous existence. We're all connected. Therefore, attempts to disconnect and draw lines of division is futile. I remember being challenged in my faith when I was a Christian at a time when a loved one trusted me to tell me they were different on the values of being Christian. I immediately said, which really meant, I don't accept you. I thought I said the right thing at the time. This type of situation happens all the time when we rely on doctrine that separates us and removes us. And at that time when this occurred, I had to really dig deep and find my own voice and find that love, if I truly love someone and love is what matters, then I need to accept this person and move forward. The former thought process inhibits our ability to move forward in society and in the world. We are in a time when all people need to reject their egos and recognize that we're all connected in this earthly environment. Egos have a way of tying our feet to the ground, which constricts us to a mindset that does not allow us freedom or the ability to be present. A Course in Miracles, written by two Christian therapists, says, the past is gone. Nothing else is left except for the beauty. The old ways are no longer working. And now women are empowered without permission. One of the goals of humankind is to evolve and grow. We have to do this together. It matters not if you're Christian, spiritual, Muslim, straight, LGBTQ+, Black or white, it only matters that you're human and are in this realm. I would like to go back to my questions. and give offer some thought on how I think, you know, how to summarize how I feel like this has the spiritual meaning of 2020 as well as the election. This year has been rocky. It has been challenging. And I've heard the comments of all the esteemed guests that called in and shared them. And I do thank them for their comments. And I do understand that there are many, many sides and many, many perspectives. But I think that this is over time. If you look at the history of if you look at history of the world, not just America, we have grown from one phase of existence to another phase of existence. And that's happening now. It doesn't stop now. So the past gives us a roadmap that we must continue this, that we cannot dig our heels in positions, and that we need to allow the acceptance of all people without condition. You don't have to look like me or sound like me or talk like me or be from where I'm from. You just have to allow others to exist without any type of constrictions. And I think that over the last 4 years, we have been challenged to really dig deep on what we believe in and our values. And we've had to take action on those values. A lot of people, some people vote and some people don't vote. And one perspective from a spiritual perspective is that it doesn't matter whether who is president or not. But I say, going back to the quote, that the spiritual life does not remove us from the world, but leads us deeper into it. So let's get deep, everyone. Let's get deep and really get to a point where we're enlightened and we're loving each other without separations.
All right. Well, of course, you know, we really appreciate what Lena Blue has done tonight on our network, you know, just bridging that gulf between different parties and different opinions. And she eloquently stated that we must be mathematical in all things that we do. And, of course, what more can I say tonight? You know, congratulations to Lena Blue on our only syndicated station connection record. First time as an intern right here on this network. And what more can I say? But tomorrow night, we come right back on these stations with E. Davis and Strictly Business, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these stations. Of course, Delhi Nations Advertising is on these, which is all of Delhi, and goes in the project, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Ghosty Prime Time on that. Bellnut.com. We're in Ghosty Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Ghosty at Pinterest and Google Plus. Ola Deli and Malay and Ghosty at Facebook, as well as our business page, the Orny Host Intern Show, as well as the historic Bevan Nation Online Radio Network, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay day lay. That in Ghosty with my and gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli, Malay and Ghosty, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And, of course, Lena Blue, you have 1 minute and 42 seconds left to go in this program.
Thank you, Rillo. First, I want to thank everyone for calling in, for joining, and listening as well in tonight's conversation. Feel free to reach out to me on via my Facebook group, Awakening the Goddess with Lena Blue. Lastly, remember, we must learn to love everyone, everything, and everywhere. Good night. And take good care.